Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Arwady, did you hear this portion of this song?
I did.
Oh, and a yay or a nay on that?
Yeah, not my thing so much.
Yeah, me neither. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. That's the clip of a song that's going to be released on Friday, Elton John and Britney Spears' remade Tiny Dancer, which did not need to be messed with. Dr. Allison Arwady is Chicago's Public Health Commissioner. She is our top doc. The school bells rang at 7:30 yesterday morning. School is back in session for Chicago public schools, and COVID protocols are drastically different than they were last year. How do you think this is going to play out? Because what have you seen? I know schools in the burbs have been back in session for a bit. Has there been a bounce up in COVID?
Yeah, so I think what we're going to see, you know, just to play this out a little bit, is that COVID is very much not gone. I know a lot of people wish it were, but it's not. We have seen where, you know, some of the private or the charter schools have been back, some in the suburbs. We have seen some examples of outbreaks. That's especially been true in the little ones, the kindergartners, the preschoolers, really where vaccine rates are the lowest. But overall, I'm really confident with what CPS has in place. They've, you know, they were in session for a lot of summer school, had the chance to really work on protocols, and frankly, everything the CDC is recommending, they are going above and beyond. CDC says, you know, you don't need to do screening testing anymore. They said, we're going to offer screening testing to anybody who wants it. CDC said, make sure you offer one test in the week after there's a case. They said, we're going to offer two tests, right? Like, CDC said, make sure you've got an environmental specialist looking at your schools. They said, let's go beyond that. We're going to have somebody look at every classroom, you know? And so I feel really good about the things they have in place. It's going to be important, of course, that parents and schools stay in good communication, that as we see cases, kids are going to have to stay home if they're diagnosed with COVID. Nothing has changed there. But the good news is we're pairing those concerns about COVID with strong desires to keep kids in school. And I think that's exactly the right place to be at this point in the pandemic.
Dr. Allison Arwady is Chicago's Public Health Commissioner. You have seen it all. And in the midst of the height of COVID, people started a fan book page, or Facebook fan page for her, because you're so down to earth and relatable, and I think people appreciate that about you. When kids do get sick and they have had a positive test, how long do you keep them home?
They have to stay home for 5 days. That hasn't changed, and I don't expect that to change. Kids, adults, no matter what, no matter who, if you get a positive COVID test, you have to stay home for 5 days. If kids are feeling better, from day six on, they can go back to school, but between days 6 and 10, they're going to have to wear a mask. And again, masks are not going to be a part of every day all the time, at least right now, and I hope never again, but there will be times that we'll need to pull them out, and that's after a case or after exposures, but we'll be using them more sparingly. Certainly, if there's an outbreak, we have to react to that, but the goal is to have uninterrupted learning as much as possible while continuing, you know, to keep a close eye on COVID. And I think, you know, the data is set up. We've already had cases reported. The notifications are going well. So I really think we are in a good place, and I'm hopeful that we can focus on, you know, mental health issues and a lot of the other issues that also are a significant concern, and in some ways more of a concern than COVID is, especially if kids are fully up to date with their vaccines.
And who could have guessed that just in time for back to school, we would have a new virus called the monkeypox virus. Now, in all 50 states, we've seen dogs get it, kids get it. Is there a serious risk for most of us, or no?
No, not at this point. And on the point about the kids, I do want to just say it is really, really rare in children. We've had zero cases in Chicago or in Illinois in children, and we've had just a handful, like less than 1 in 1,000 cases across the U.S. have been in people under 17. And those have generally been where there are household contacts of confirmed cases, because this is really spread through close, long-term contact. We've seen some cases in settings that you might be concerned about, daycares, et cetera, and we've not seen spread in those settings at this point. So it's certainly something we're keeping an eye on, and we've got some information up on our website, chicago.gov/monkeypox, including some guidance for schools and parents of school children if they want to take a look. But broadly, the main message is just, you know, if your child has a new unexpected rash of some kind, right, besides acne, they should go and get checked out. And that really is the top line message. No major concern for that right now. Certainly paying a lot more attention to COVID.
What about college kids?
Yeah. So college kids, we have a little more concern about. College kids, certainly much more likely to be sexually active. And so we've been working with all of our institutions of higher learning here in Chicago, working to get messaging out. Just because there's been expanded vaccine availability, just in the last week, we've expanded that now any men who have sex with men can now get vaccinated against MPV or monkeypox. And that's good. That's a big expansion. And that continues to be the group at this point that we see the huge majority of cases in. It doesn't mean that's the only place we're going to see cases. We've seen some cases in women, et cetera. But the highest risk is still in that community just because of the social networks there. And so we're going to be encouraging strongly the college and university kids to get vaccinated if they meet the criteria, and watch out for lesions, and we'll be paying attention. But yes, that is certainly a group that I have a lot more concern about. But still, overall, it's not a major. We have about 800 cases in Chicago at this point, which is fewer cases than we have of COVID in a day, even so.
Because on your Facebook Live today, you did mention that one of the issues that a lot of I don't know if it's insurance, that people are meeting people online, and that leads to the spread of monkeypox. Explain that.
Yeah, so the Chicago Department of Public Health, when we do our case investigation and contact tracing, which we do for MPV or monkeypox, just like we do for COVID, all these other diseases, we're always asking people about particular risk factors. And then when we hear things of concern, we follow up. And we see a high percentage of individuals who have been diagnosed with MPV telling us that they have recently had intimate interactions with somebody who they met online. We put out some additional, messaging around that group. Again, this is primarily in the group of men who have sex with men. But just that you should be extra careful, right? Like right now is the time to, I'm never going to say don't have sex at all, but it's the time to be extra careful with partners, making sure you're keeping contact information. And if anybody has sore symptoms, it's not the time until you get checked out or tested. When we've been reaching out to some of these apps, and they've been working to raise awareness as well.
Dr. Allison Arwady, Chicago's public health commissioner, also a docent who likes to spend her downtime showing tourists around Chicago. When are you going to be on a boat again?
Oh, I'm out there usually once a week or so. It's a really nice downtime for me. I'm generally on the weekends, sometimes in the evenings. But let me tell you, when I go and give tours of Chicago, like the boat tours, almost nobody knows who I am. And I kind of love that, because who takes the boat tours? Mostly it's a lot of tourists. So
Absolutely.
It's a nice anonymous thing for me to do. And it is a lot of fun. I love this city. And I work a little bit of public health into my tour. But most of it is about just, admiring the beautiful city.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your work.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.